We have classic and famous pictures like Robert Capa and D-Day, and pictures that are essentially otherwise or previously unknown or little known, like a photograph taken during the Spanish Civil War of men who have are using dead horses as barricades. We have one of the real discoveries for us was how great many of the Russian photographers are, Baltramontz and Zelma and Calde and other photographers were really, really great photographers and are prominently featured in the exhibition. There are some photographers like Don McCollum who has more photographs than McCollum, Capa, because they photographed a lot of different combats and because they're just plain great photographers. What we did was we just went to military archives, Library of Congress, National Archives, museums, etc., and we just looked without a point of view. We just looked at as many photographs as we could find that had anything to do with war. And then images that we found powerful, we began to build a database and worked from there. In terms of unknown images, there's a photograph by Robert Capa of two women ambulance drivers that are waiting to be called on their ambulance, and they're knitting. And the photographer Gary Knight made an interesting observation. He admired the photograph, and then he said it's not one he might not have taken it because he wouldn't have thought the newspapers would have published it. That he admired that Capa made a lot of pictures that didn't make sense for normal newspaper magazine run. Now, when I read about these women medics, I became even more interested because there was a very high mortality rate in the women ambulance drivers. Medics and ambulance drivers are often a direct target because they figure if they kill a medic or an ambulance driver, they've killed two people. They've killed the person doing the rescuing and the people that they're saving. And so medics are one of the most dangerous of the specialties. So it's another example of something that looks sort of charming and a little bit sexist, these women knitting as they're sitting. But if you read the actual nature of their lives as an ambulance driver, it's one full of danger. Almost every picture in the exhibition has that kind of a backstory.